Wow. Brad Range, good job on bumper music, my friend. Hey, I want to give everyone a trigger warning. We're going to go live now to Vice President Kamala Harris, who's giving remarks about the endorsement she received from President Joe Biden.
I could really speak at length, but a few words about our incredible President Joe Biden. It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as vice president to our President Joe Biden. Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, think about it, in one term as president, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served 2 terms in office. And I know we are all deeply, deeply grateful for his continuing service to our nation. And it is my great honor to have Joe Biden's endorsement in this race. So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination. And I am so very honored, and I pledge to you, I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November. So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day. And in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election. As Leah told you, before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers, cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. You, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. I was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General of California, I took on the big Wall Street banks and held them accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud on 34 counts. But let's also make no mistake, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for. This is about who we fight for. Just look at how we are running our campaigns. So Donald Trump is relying on support from billionaires and big corporations. And he is trading access in exchange for campaign contributions. A couple months ago, y'all saw that a couple months ago at Mar-a-Lago, he literally promised big oil companies, big oil lobbyists, he would do their bidding for $1 billion in campaign donations. On the other hand, we are running a people-powered campaign. Some breaking news. We just had the best 24 hours of grassroots fundraising in presidential campaign history. People-powered campaign, that is how you know we will be a people-first presidency. And Wisconsin, this campaign is also about two different visions for our nation. One, where we are focused on the future. The other, focused on the past. We.
All right. She said she'll put her record up against Donald Trump's record.
Well, we were cutting live to the address from Vice President Kamala Harris, and I want to correct something. Listen, I'm all about accuracy. And in reading through some of the notes in or some of the postings, rather, in the live chat, someone misquoted. I want to correct this because there is no truth, no truth to the rumor that Kamala Harris just said that she knows sexual predators because she's dated men just like that. Now, there is no truth to that.
Yeah,
that we know.
Fact check.
We have to fact check.
Somebody
that.
Said that in the stream. We said no, no, no.
No,
you can't say that. We don't know that for sure.
I don't know that it was really dating. I mean, does Willie Brown count for that? I don't know because she dated Willie Brown in California.
Right. Yeah. No.
Was that dating?
I don't know.
I don't know if that constitutes
dating. We'll reach
out to
the campaign and ask.
We'll have to dive into that. But she also said this. And this is what I want to ask here for the collective input. She, and I'm quoting, I wrote it down, quote, President Biden has already surpassed the legacy of most two-term presidents, unquote. What is that legacy? Honestly, what is that legacy that she's, because I'm hearing this a lot in the last couple of days. People keep saying he's the most popular president ever. Well, if he's the most popular president ever, why is he stepping down?
What I'm learning throughout this process, and I've learned a lot, is that it seems like campaigns sometimes say things that aren't true.
What? What? Ryan Wiggins?
Well,
what?
Listen, hear me out, because when I was listening to the Biden campaign Sunday morning, they were telling me he has no intention of stepping down. And then he did, and so I thought, hang on a second. I think that was a lie. I think that they just lied, or they didn't know what they were talking about, or they're trying to spin something. And I'm very naive when it comes to these things. But that, to me, was an example of exactly what I just said, that sometimes does happen with campaigns.
You know, what's wild to me is we don't have to sit here and list out all the things that have gone wrong under Biden's administration, what his legacy is or whatever, because our listeners are smart. They know.
You're still living it.
Yeah.
Right
you
now.
You go to the grocery store. You buy stuff. You know that your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. You know that it's harder to fill up your tank. You know at the end of the month, there's a little bit more month than there is money. You know all of that. We don't have to tell you that.
Right.
They sat there and they told us during his entire administration, which Kamala Harris is a part of, mind you, that you don't even know what you're talking about. Things are good. Look how great the stock market is.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, yeah, but I can't pay my bills.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, to me, it raises two issues, particularly now that she is the anointed candidate. It raises two big issues that neither one of them, I think, are very favorable. Number one, the issue is that we really don't know up to this point why Biden decided to step down. Now, we're supposed to hear from him tomorrow night.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Courageous, because he's courageous and heroic.
Well, he's going to clear all this up tomorrow night. He's going to have coverage. It's going to start Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. We're going to have coverage of it here on 97.1, and he's going to explain why he's stepping out of the race, what he'll continue to focus on as he closes out his presidency.
Right.
So he's giving a speech that's tomorrow night, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on 97.1. We'll have the whole coverage. We'll have Fox's coverage of it, and then we'll go back to regular programming when he's done.
But it raises two equally unpopular consequences from this. Number one, if Biden is dropping out of the race because he's no longer politically viable, then why do we have a primary? 14.6 million people voted for him as president, and if he just wiped it all out because he thinks he can't win, then basically that's the most anti-democratic move that's ever occurred in the history of our country, other than trying to remove Donald Trump from the ballot.
Wait, now you're confusing me again, because I thought I had this figured out. Kamala Harris just told me that they're running a people-powered campaign.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the people didn't choose? No, you're right. I'm piecing this together now. They didn't choose her.
Exactly. No one's chosen her. Zero. Nobody. All right.
So, well, some power brokers did.
So number one, a couple of power brokers did. But number one, if he stepped down because he thought I cannot win, then he just negated the entire primary with his Twitter announcement. Okay. Number one, if it's not because he can't win, but because of his health, then really the question becomes, have you been lying to us for the past 3 years about your competency to run the office of the presidency? And if so, does that trigger the 25th Amendment, which requires him to be removed from office if he is incapable of performing the duties of the president?
Well, you've got to ask the question, if it is because of his health, is he capable of performing the duties of president? Like, which one is more difficult, being president of the United States, right, or running for president of the United States? Which one's more consequential for everybody? And I think that's being president.
Right. Being president is far harder. I mean, campaigning for president, you just show up and give a few speeches. Okay. That's not a big deal. Somebody else writes them. You just stand up and give them, unless someone's shooting at your head, like we saw last weekend, right? Or the weekend before last. But the reality is, those are the only two consequences, or those are the only two options for President Biden stepping down. Either A, he didn't think that he could win, which negates democracy at its core, or number two, he's incapable of doing it, which means your office has been lying to us. Remember, Robert Hur said in his investigation of the documents case with President Biden that he didn't prosecute because he's a man with terrible memory and he comes across as a feeble old man.
Yeah.
I mean, he did one step short of saying, get off my lawn. And so if that's the reality, then you've been lying to us and it triggers the 25th Amendment.
And she's in a weird spot now, too, for the next 3 months. She's got to be saying he's fine to be president, which he's not.
Right.
And no, he's not good to be the candidate because I am.
Right.
What are you saying?
Those are mutually exclusive, and I don't see how you honestly take that position with a straight face. Hey, Brad Young sitting in for the vacationing Annie Fry. We've got one more hour of the award-winning Annie Fry show. It's award-winning because it's my favorite show. So it's got the J. Bradley Young seal of approval and award. So it is award-winning, and we've got more award-winning show coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk.